This is scene 3 of The Guardian of the Threshold. Lucifer's Kingdom, a space not enclosed by artificial walls, but by plant and animal-like shapes and other forms of fantasy. At the left, the throne of Lucifer. At first, the souls of Capacius and Maria are present. Somewhat later, Lucifer appears, and then Benedictus, Thomasius with his etheric counterpart, the double. Finally, Theodora. Maria. You, known to me in sense existence as Capacius, how is it that you are the being I encounter first in Lucifer's domain? There's danger in breathing in the spirit of this place. Capacius. Oh, do not speak to me about Capacius, who, in the realm of earth existence, has battled through a life he long has recognized as dream. While there, he turned his mind toward things that happen in the stream of time, and so he thought he could discover those powers which bring about the spiritual life and its effect upon mankind. His soul strove to hold fast his knowledge of these powers. From this domain one can perceive the knowledge that he cultivated. He thought the pictures that he had were true and able to reveal to him reality. But viewed from here, they clearly are but airy dreams the spirits weave into weak men on earth, who are too feeble to endure reality. Benumbed and frightened would they be if they should learn how spirits guide the course of life according to their plans. Maria, you speak as I have only heard those speak who never had a life upon the earth. They claim the earth is not significant, that its effects within the universe are small. But he who has belonged to realms of earth and owes to it his better powers must have indeed a different opinion. He finds significant the many threads of destiny that bind earth life with cosmic life. And Lucifer himself, who works with power here, looks toward the earth. He seeks to guide men's deeds in such a way that they bear fruits of service to his spirit. He knows that he would fall a prey to darkness if on the earth he could not find his victims. And so his fate is bound up too with earth. It is the same for other cosmic beings. And when the human soul can see in picture form the cosmic aims that Lucifer aspires to, and can compare them with the purposes of all those powers who have him as their enemy, the soul will know it can defeat him by victories in conquering itself. Capacius, the man who here is speaking with you dreads those times that force him to put on a body still alive that keeps its earthly form, although the spirit can no longer master it. At just such times this spirit feels the worlds he treasures are collapsing. It seems to him as if a narrow dungeon, bounded by nothingness, enclosed him cruelly. The memory of all that is pure life to him seems then extinguished for this spirit. And often, too, he senses human beings, but cannot understand what they are saying. Words only that are special can be grasped, that lift themselves out of the general talk and bring remembrance of the beauty he is allowed to see in spirit realms. He's in his body, then, and he is not. He lives in it a life which he must fear when he beholds it from this region. And he is thirsting for the time to come when from the body he will be set free. Maria. The body which belongs to earthly souls bears in itself the means to recreate the divinely beautiful in noble pictures. And though these pictures only live in shadows in human souls, they are the seeds which later must flower and bear fruit in world evolving. So, through his body, man can serve the gods. And the true meaning of his life of soul can only show itself to him when, in his body, the strength of the essential I confirms itself. Capacius. Oh, do not speak that word so near the being which has appeared to you in spirit realms, and which is living as Capacius on earth. It wants to flee whenever that word sounds, a word which here can burn it fiercely. Maria. Do you so hate what raises man to his true being? How can you live then in this realm, if you can find this world so frightful? For no one reaches this domain at all who has not faced this word's essential nature. Capacius. The one you see before you often stood in front of Lucifer, who rules this realm. And Lucifer revealed to him that human souls who consciously use forces out of their earthly bodies bring only harm to this domain in which his will holds sway. But other souls, who in unconsciousness live on within their bodies, yet possess already powers of seership, these only learn in Lucifer's domain and cannot cause it harm. Maria. I know that in these realms of spirit one does not learn by words, one learns by sight. What in these moments I have here perceived, because you have appeared to me, will prove itself within my soul as progress in my discipleship of spirit. Capacius. One gathers here not only teachings, but duties also are revealed. You have conversed with that soul being that calls itself Capacius in the body. The spirit insight you have gained into a former life shows that you owe Capacius much through your own karma. Therefore you should beg Lucifer that he, the great light-bearer, let you give protection to Capacius on earth. Through your own wisdom you will know what you can do for him, so that he may be led to you in later earthly lives, and so through you the debt may then be cancelled. Maria. Must I allow this duty, which to me is sacred, to be fulfilled through power of Lucifer? Capacius. This duty you must surely wish to do, and this can only be with help of Lucifer. But look, he comes himself, the spirit of the light. Exit Capacius. Lucifer appears, and during his first speech, Benedictus. Lucifer. Maria, at my throne you are requesting self-knowledge for the human soul, to whom you are attached in earthly life. He shall, by the beholding of my being, first learn to know himself in his reality. He will arrive at this without your aid. How can you think that I would grant to you what you wish to accomplish for your friend? You follow Benedictus as your guide, who is my strong opponent on the earth, devoting all his forces to my foes. He has been able to tear much away from me. Johannes has renounced his leadership, and now has given himself instead to me. Not yet can he behold my real being, because he lacks full power of seership. He will attain it later on through me, and then be mine completely. But I command you not to speak a word which might in any way refer to him, as long as you are standing at my throne. Such words would burn me, spoken here. At this place words are deeds, and further deeds must follow them. But what would follow from your words, that may not be. Benedictus. You are obliged to hear her, for where the word possesses action's force, it comes as the result of former deeds. The deed compelling Lucifer already has been done. Maria is my own true pupil in the spirit, and I have guided her to that maturity through which she recognized the highest spirit task. This certainly she will fulfill. Fulfillment of her duty will not fail to form the healing forces in Johannes that will release him from your realm. Maria carries in her soul a holy, solemn vow that will arouse these healing forces for the progress of the world. You soon will hear it spoken forth in words. Your aura's brilliant light gives you the magic power of opposition and power to gain by force all selfhood. If you, with strength of thought, will dim your brilliance. The healing rays that shine out of Maria's vow perhaps will be perceptible to you. These rays will shine in future with such force that their strong love will draw Johannes to their realm. Maria, Johannes will come here, but side by side with him who has the form of earthly souls will also be that being whom a man bears hidden within him as a much more potent double. Were now Johannes to perceive you only as you can show yourself to him on earth, it would not give him all that he has need of for the right progress of his soul. You now shall give his double what he requires upon those spirit paths on which in future I shall guide his steps. Lucifer, so must Johannes then appear to me. Well do I feel the power that you both exert. It has opposed me since the earth began. There enter at the same time, but from different sides, Johannes Thomasius and his etheric double. Thomasius, oh, my own double image! Up to now you've only shown yourself to me so that I might be frightened at myself. I know but little of you. Still I recognize that it is you who guides my soul. You are a hindrance, therefore, to my free existence, the reason also that I cannot grasp what in reality I am. In front of Lucifer I have to hear you speak, to see what I in future shall achieve. The double of Thomasius. I could indeed come often to Johannes and bring him recognition of himself. Yet I was active only in those depths of soul which still are hidden from his consciousness. My life within his inmost soul has long since undergone important change. Maria stood beside him years ago. He thought that he was joined with her in spirit. I showed him that his instincts and his passions were actually the pilots of his soul. He understood this only as reproach. But you, exalted bearer of the light, have shown his sensuousness the way it best may serve the spirit. But Maria, Johannes had to separate his life, from Maria, Johannes had to separate his life. Since then he gave his efforts to strict thinking, and this has power to purify men's souls. What streamed forth from his purity of thought flowed over into me. I was transformed, for now I also feel his purity in me. He does not have to be afraid of me if he feels drawn back to Maria's side. But he belongs as yet to your domain, and at this moment I demand him back, for he shall now experience my being without your interference. He needs me, so that now into his thinking soul warmth and forces of the heart as well are mightily enkindled from my being. He shall once more regain himself as man. Lucifer, your striving in itself is good, and yet I cannot let you do what you desire. For should I give you back now to Johannes in the same being's shape as you appeared before his soul perception years ago, he would from now on only give his love to thinking and cold knowledge. All warmth of selfhood would appear to him unfeeling, void of essence, as if dead. I cannot use my powers to make him this. Through me he must discover in himself his personality, the being that's his own. I must transform you, that the right step now is made for his own good and for his progress. Long since have I prepared what, at this time, must clearly show itself in you. Henceforth you shall appear as a quite other being. Johannes will no longer love Maria as he has loved her in the past, but he will love another with the passion and all the strength with which he once loved her. Benedictus. The noble work in which we have succeeded, you wish now to transform to your own use. You bound Johannes once by his heart's force to you, but now you'll see that you must make the fetters stronger still if you would hold his being in your power. Indeed, his heart is longing to submit itself completely to the Spirit. And if he comes to this, the deed which he accomplished for the sake of higher knowledge on the earth will in the future fall into the hands of powers you oppose since earth's beginning. If you succeed in changing cunningly the love felt by Johannes for Maria into the passion you have need of now for your own aims, he will, from spirit worlds, transform the good he has achieved to evil. Maria, is rescue then still possible? Johannes not destined to fall victim to those powers who want to capture for themselves his deed? Benedictus, it would take place if all the forces stay as until now they have been able to develop. But if at the right hour you will allow your vow to take effect within your soul, those forces must in future change their course. Lucifer, so work, compelling powers, and feel, you elemental spirits, the forces of your master. Then pave the way that from the realms of earth there can come forth to Lucifer's domain what my desires demand, what shall obey my will. Theodora, who calls me into realms so strange to me? I love it only when the worlds of gods are willing lovingly to show themselves, and warmth in blissful weaving round my heart draws spirit words out of my inmost soul. The Devil of Timasius, oh, how you transform my whole existence! You have appeared, and now I am a being who only can work on, made one with you. Through me Johannes shall belong to you. He shall from now on give to you the love which once rose in his heart so fearfully and warmly for Maria. He saw you years ago, but did not feel what even then was secretly engendered as warmth of love in deepest grounds of soul. Now it will rise and fill his being with the strength to turn his every thought to you alone. Benedictus, the crucial moment now is very near. His strongest force has Lucifer unfolded. Maria, your discipleship of soul must take a stand against him mightily. Maria, you, bearer of the light, which would restrict man's love to the advantage only of himself, you gave, at earth's beginning, knowledge too soon to feeble human beings. For they were destined by the gods to follow not their own but spirit will, unconsciously at first. And since that time the souls of all mankind have been the place where you combat the gods. The times are fast approaching which must bring destruction to yourself and your domain. A thinker boldly could set science free from gifts you had bestowed, so that it can be offered to the gods that guide mankind. And yet you try once more yourself to take the forces destined for the gods. Because Johannes, through his deed, released out of your grasp that fruit of knowledge with which you first seduced mankind, you wish now to seduce him with a love that he, according to his destiny, should never feel for Theodora. You wish to battle wisdom now with love, as once you battled love through wisdom, but know that in the heart with which Maria now confronts you, discipleship of spirit has enkindled forces, enabling her to keep self-love apart forever from all knowledge. I never shall in future let myself be overcome by bliss, such as men feel whenever thoughts of theirs grow ripe. I will prepare my heart for sacrifice, so that my spirit only uses thinking power in order to bring forth the fruits of knowledge as an offering to the gods. Cognition will become for me a consecration, and what I bring about so actively within myself shall stream forth strongly to Johannes. Then when, in future, often in his heart, the words resound which come to him from you, his human nature shall discover it is love that gives his personality its strength. My heart will answer you with might. You once were listened to at earth's beginning when you revealed the fruits of wisdom. The fruits of love shall only be received by man when they spring forth out of the realms of gods. Lucifer, I mean to fight. Benedictus, and fighting serve the gods. Thunder as the curtain falls. End of scene 3.